Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Vizsla Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, a number of news releases that we're going to get to, but we're going to start off with the most recent news release that came out May 26th, announcing a bought deal financing for $60 million Canadian. There is also this upsize option to just short of $70 million. Now, this isn't closed yet, but it is a bought deal. So, Mike, assuming when this money comes into the bank account, what should it take the balance, the cash balance of Vizsla up to, and what are these funds going to be used for?
Well, it should take it, without exercising the overallotment, it should take it close to $80 million, which will give us a significant amount of opportunities, potential here at the Panuco District, some use of proceeds, certainly drilling. I suspect that we'll increase the rig count to 10 rigs in the future here. We've just announced some new electromagnetic news as well from the project. So airborne EM is part of the use of proceeds. And of course, it gives us some optionality on, the underlying option payment. So really, this financing is going to be used as a springboard, basically, to bring Vizsla to the next level. So we're very excited about the support that we've seen in the company and in the financing. And really looking forward to closing this and moving forward with our business plan. Of course, our internal goal at Vizsla is to become a very large-scale producer of silver and gold at the Panuco District here.
So let's talk about that EM geophysics survey. It's outlining some new targets, or it actually says discovers new vein. What was the strategy behind doing this electromagnetic survey now, kind of later on in the project exploration stage?
Well, it is a new discovery. So we've made a new discovery here. And Charles Funk, our technical director and the team down in Mexico, they have a great sense of humor. And so, of course, our main discovery is Napoleon. And the new discovery from this EM is called Josephine. And of course, Josephine was Napoleon's wife. So it's a parallel structure. It's something that looks like it has the potential to become possibly another Napoleon. And, this was a blind discovery. This is discovery through EM. So we're very excited about that. The reasoning behind, doing EM at this point here was that we needed to see and know that the material we were finding. Actually, EM is on an epithermal system like this in Mexico. It's very rare that it works. And the only reason that it works for us here is because the discovery that we made at Napoleon is in this semi-massive and massive sulfide material, this very, very high-grade material. So our discovery hole, 6 meters at 8 kilograms of silver equivalent, that shows up on the EM. And now we can take that and go elsewhere in the district. As a matter of fact, we'll fly the whole district and we'll come up with new targets, new discoveries. It's really giving us the ability to vector into the best areas, the highest-grade areas of existing veins as well as new veins that we haven't discovered yet. So worth noting again, just to speak to the size of Panuco, this is kind of an important point here. The drilling that we're doing at Napoleon and Tijitos represents less than 10% of the known vein extent across the district. So we're really just getting started here. Napoleon was a virgin discovery, never drilled before. Tijitos was never drilled before. We already have a huge amount of targets in the district. This EM is going to give us the ability to target the best areas of the known veins, and it's also giving us new targets that we didn't know about before.
Okay, so still it sounds like a lot of exploration on tap, and the goal of still making new discoveries, but let's also talk big picture about some of the drilling at this Napoleon vein, because throughout April and May, the company was consistently releasing drill results that were expanding on this Napoleon vein. Take us through that overall strategy here of just how big the Napoleon vein looks to be right now and still some of that expansion potential.
Yeah, so Napoleon, I've said it elsewhere, I think, in interviews, but Napoleon really is a beast. It's a big vein. It's about 3 kilometers now in strike that we know about. We've drilled an area that's 800 meters of strike by 350 meters in depth. And the average width of the vein through our drilling there, we've announced this, is about 4 meters. So the dimensions of that known area, 800 meters by 300 meters by 4 meters, and the average grade of those drill holes are about 440 grams silver equivalent. So, on a GT basis, that's one of the top grades of a vein in Mexico, for 4 meters by 440 grams. And of course, we're continuing to step out along the vein to the north and the south. I suspect that Napoleon will get a significant, I think that it'll grow significantly from here.
So what's possible at this Napoleon vein, just the Napoleon vein in terms of ounces? Do you have a general number? Obviously, this is forward looking, but just to put it in context for people.
Well, I think, what we've done here is we've announced, as I said, the strike, the depth, and the average width. Now, with the grade, and then the only other piece of information that someone might need to make a calculation there would be the specific gravity of the rock there. And so, from what we see, I suspect that we'll see a pathway to over 100 million ounces at Napoleon in total. And the reason that I say that is because it's grown so much in such a short period of time. But we have the further extent of the strike. The mineralization is wide open at depth. So some of the best holes that we've drilled at Napoleon are deep. Some of the highest grades of gold are 350 meters deep. Now, that's not typical in Mexico. Typically, what you'll see is a transition from precious metals to base metals at depth, certainly at 350 meters in most typical deposits in Mexico. But, this is something that's unique. And typically, when you see this precious metals this far at depth, the potential for it to continue, is really real. So we're excited about drilling this deeper, but we still need to find the natural limitations of the mineralization. So to do that, we're drilling long strike to the north and the south.
So, Mike, I realized that you guys, when you put together Vizsla, you consolidated this land package. That's why it is such a large land package. But what did the past companies that were on this project, what did they miss if this Napoleon vein is so big?
Well, the big thing was that nobody drilled it. What past companies and groups here at Panuco missed, and, when we talk about past companies, so we're the first Canadian company, actually first non-Mexican company to have the entire district to explore. In the past, other groups had poked around at some smaller concessions and had an opportunity to option a small portion of half of the district. But we're the first company to have the entire district to explore. And that happened, due to good timing and luck and the work of one of our partners early on here in the district. Really the district suffers from a lack of exploration and certainly a lack of drilling. So when we got there, there wasn't even a geology map. The most basic thing that you would expect in a mining district, that was never done. The operators here, the Mexican mining companies that operate in this area, they've actually never drilled ahead of their production. So it really is kind of it's a large district, a brownfields district, but it's never had any exploration. And that's the opportunity here. So we have all the infrastructure, all the roads, all the power. We have a 500 ton per day mill under option to us. It has all of the things that you would want in a mining district, but we had to find our own ounces, basically. And that's what we've done here. So, we benefit from the lack of exploration because it means that we can find big deposits or big potential ore bodies like Napoleon. And, have all the infrastructure around it to go into production very rapidly.
All right. So outside of this Napoleon vein, then, what about some of the other veins that you guys have drilled that you have some more data on?
Yeah. So actually, it's funny. It feels like we've been here longer than we have, I suppose. We only made the discovery at Napoleon 10 months ago when we came back from the COVID break. So, and then additionally, in addition to Napoleon, we also made the discovery at Tijitos. We have other discoveries across the district, including the Cordon de Loro vein corridor and some of the areas at Animas. So that represents a very small portion of the overall district. There's many other targets that we're working through, and we have an exploration matrix that ranks and prioritizes those targets and moves them through the process of identification, mapping, prospecting, first phase drilling, then on to resource drilling. So like I said, we've you know, the fact that we've been able to hit this kind of critical mass in about 10 months shows what's possible here at the district.
So wrap us up then, Mike, with a general recap of news flow. What's on tap for the company here?
We should have more news out on Napoleon, both infill and extension drilling. We'll have more news out on Tijitos. And of course, we'll look for this this financing to close. And when that closes, you know, we'll look to do electromagnetic work as well as further drilling across the district.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the update. A lot of good news that has come out of this company. It's fun following along with the growth that Vizsla has seen. And hey, if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We'll get those answered for you, and I'll have Mike back on the back of some more news. So, Mike, in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, and we'll touch base on the back of more news.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. Have a good day.